onto FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome, We All Have It. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Heading out of town for business or taking the family on a much-needed vacation just got a lot easier. Call 866-LIMO-293 and reserve a limo from A Friendly Chauffeur Incorporated. They'll take you to any of the area's airports from Rockford to Midway to Milwaukee and, of course, O'Hare in style. Don't pay to park your car or ask a friend for a ride. Call A Friendly Chauffeur Incorporated and let them take you or pick you up. Proms, weddings, vacations are all better with A Friendly Chauffeur. Call 866-LIMO-293.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth Dunn. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw V for Vendetta last over the weekend.
Nice, huh?
It was outstanding. Best movie I've seen in years. Absolutely outstanding. I saw it at the IMAX in Woodridge.
Okay.
The only previous IMAX theater I've been to is Museum of Science and Industry, and then when I found out there's all these IMAXs throughout the suburbs and whatever, and Navy Pier, and I'm thinking, wow, they're all like a Museum of Science and Industry, like it's all, you know, over your head, like almost 360 degrees of visual and sound. Well, it's not like that.
No.
It's not like that. It's only, it's still a straight screen.
Uh-huh.
But it's a big one. It was like 5 stories high, 7 stories wide or something like that with, you know, state-of-the-art sound.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But I wonder what makes it IMAX. So this special type of screen or something like that. I'm not sure.
Huh, that's a good question.
It's just a trademark. I don't know. But it was really outstanding. I know there are some circles of thought are saying that the movie promotes terrorism.
Hmm.
But I think what it really does is try to show what a fine line there is between terrorism and freedom fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it poses a question. If you live in a complete totalitarian state, and there's no other recourse available. To be honest with you, they didn't pursue what their other recourses available because it only focused on one individual who experienced and saw some atrocities being committed in a mental health facility. And went after those who were responsible for the deaths of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
So the so-called terrorist, who was the hero in the movie, he didn't go after innocent civilians. He went after specific people, and he did murder them. And then he started this uprising. But it's giving words to what is seen on the screen just does not do it justice. It's so well made by the same producers or producer directors of the Matrix series.
Okay,
and I would say that this is much better than the Matrix series. And I enjoyed the first Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had two sequels, I think.
Yeah, there were three total.
And the last two, I don't think were, in my opinion, weren't any good. And the main criticism, I think, of all three is that it could be confusing what was going on.
It can be. I mean, I only saw the first one. I didn't see the other two, but the first one was great. I never lost track.
Yeah, well, I thought it was great, too, but I've heard some people say that they thought it was confusing. So if, but if there it was a criticism of that in that vein against the Wachowskis, they sure solved the problem in V for Vendetta.
All right.
Because it's very clear what's going on. Very clear what's going on. There's no confusion at all. And there's no, as I recall, I don't think there's any flashbacks or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
Or movements to alternative realities or anything like that. So it's more straightforward. But just very, very well done. Some great visuals. So I highly recommend it. It's going to be rank among the top five films I've ever seen, I think.
Wow. That good, huh?
That good. I mean, at least top 10, but I'm thinking maybe top 5.
Huh.
Just an excellent movie. And again, I don't really believe it glorifies terrorism. Some are going to say that. But it sure raises questions. It sure raises proper questions as to what the proper response is to what tyranny, to a totalitarian government. So, excellent movie. Again, and the only negative I would have on it is they portrayed the chancellor leader of Great Britain in this futuristic great totalitarian society as a Hitler type.
Huh.
He was kind of almost cartoonish.
Okay.
And I am not sure if it comes to that situation, if it's not going to be more like a likable guy like George W. Bush, who's a tyrant, you know, as opposed to the screaming maniac.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. Or maybe it will. But if there's anything I'd say, though, I would have a negative. I would think I'd rather the antagonist being portrayed in a more realistic manner, not in a cartoonish fashion. But to me, that's just a minor criticism. So, highly recommend it. All right, let's move on. Well, normally we talk about NCAA March Madness basketball because that's my favorite sporting event of the year.
Hmm.
But the Illini are out of it.
Yeah, they lost early, too.
Yeah, they did. Against Washington, whom I thought was going to beat UCLA they played?
I believe so.
Yeah, but the second half, UCLA must have come back.
Yeah.
Because they're in the Final Four.
They sure are. I stopped watching because I lost most of my slots on my bracket tonight.
Oh, did you? Well, I guess most people did because you got, what, a 2, a 3, a 4, and then George Mason, which is, what, like an 8 or 11 or 12
eight,
or 7
yeah.
or 8?
Uh-huh.
Seed.
Yeah.
Making the Final Four. No number one picks made it.
No, I like that, though.
That's kind of cool.
It is.
That's kind of cool. But Gonzaga didn't make it. I thought Gonzaga was going to go farther.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay. Let us move on to the stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week. And this one comes out of Key West, Florida, with the Historic Architect Review Commission, working with the police department to ensure that all new and or replacement of fences around a house are no higher than 4 feet, even though the historic fences mostly seem to be at least 6 feet high, and the pickets must be placed at least 1.5 inches apart, no narrower than 1.5 inches apart, and of course many of the older fences had very little spacing between the pickets. For privacy, I guess that's what a lot of people have fences for, right?
Yeah.
But evidently, the police department didn't like that. The police department requested that they get to see into the yard.
Hmm.
So, so evidently, there's this one person who is challenging this law, so-called law. Let's see. Yeah, there's a carpenter and a homeowner whose job and his own house had been house had been shut down because the beautiful waveform picket fence they just installed caused the job to be stopped by the city because the pickets were only 3/4 of an inch apart, which is still 3/4 still is pretty open compared to what a lot of them used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I guess the owner actually had the fence built with the intention of fighting the law. So good luck to that owner. That's just another little not into the police state armor, I guess we could say. It comes in increments, folks. It's like that old proverbial frog. How do you cook a frog? You don't throw it in the boiling live frog. You don't throw it in the boiling water. You put it in room temperature, let them swim around, get comfortable, warm it up very, very, so almost imperceptibly warmer. So he just relaxes and casts in that warm comfort of security.
Mm-hmm.
And gets warm and warm and warm before he knows it, he's cooked.
I don't want to be a frog.
Well, I'm afraid.
Don't say it.
Just about there, if not already there. Man. So, we're going to have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. I would very much like to talk about the war in Iraq. It's going along so well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What's the latest? Well, let's say the war in the Middle East. Because we got in Afghanistan where we fought for freedom and democracy in Afghanistan. And now it turns out that we agreed, we went along with the constitution in Afghanistan, which made Islam the state religion. And, boy, if you decide, like, you want to convert to Christianity, you're subject to execution in Afghanistan.
Man.
Now, is that what we're fighting for? Is that what we fought for, folks? I want to, all you neoconservatives, all you so-called libertarian, I don't know what you call yourselves. I don't know how you call yourselves libertarians. Pro-war libertarians? It's an oxymoron I've ever heard one. John, are you still in favor of what's going on out there? But John knows which John I'm talking about, because there's a lot of different Johns that call the show. I'd like to know who is going to be the last neoconservative that stands by this policy that Bush and Cheney are portraying and Rumsfeld. Because the neoconservatives are dropping like flies from their warlike stance. And how can you not? We fought for setting up state religions in Afghanistan, and it's only through probably our pressure that this guy is being released, but he was subject to execution in Afghanistan for converting to Christianity. Then we have in Iraq, we have people being, innocents being killed in a mosque, and some of the Shiites are saying that it was done by the American servicemen. The U.S. government is denying it. But the, I believe it's the, I forget his position, but one of the leaders of Baghdad is calling for no cooperation with the United States until there is an independent investigation of what's going on. The war gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and we hear delusional George W. keep on saying, you just have to be patient. Okay, we were wrong about weapons of mass destruction. We were wrong about Saddam being connected to 911. We were wrong about imminent nuclear danger. We were wrong about how many troops were needed to partake in the war. We're wrong about everything, but you need to trust us now. You need to trust us. Be patient. As more and more innocent civilians get murdered. In the name of what, folks? In the name of, I would suggest, American empire. But the empire is crumbling before our very eyes. And thank goodness for that. Don't promote democracy or freedom. You do not promote freedom by using instruments of tyranny to obtain freedom. It is oxymoronic, folks, and I think a lot of neoconservatives even are getting it now. I wanted to know if any of these pro-war libertarians are getting it. Are they that stubborn? Love to tassel with you on that one, folks. All right, give us a call, 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Watch the police and the tax man missing.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line, give us a call. Let's go right to the phones, and we have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Kenneth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
I had an excellent weekend.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I got the wife doing, she's got me doing honeydews. You know how that is. Pretty sure. See, that's what happens when you get married, you know?
Yeah, I did. I guess that's something for me to look forward to.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, over the weekend, did you see all those protesters the Hispanics were throwing out there everywhere? It seemed like
I've heard a little bit about it. That's one thing, to be honest with you, I hadn't followed that much. So what's going on? They're protesting the new bill that's making the rounds in Congress that would make it a felony, is it, as to be found to be illegal?
Yeah, well, I guess there's several versions going through someplace. But I just happened to catch it on the news. I was watching sports all pretty much when I was painting a room, so I had to change, you know. Of course, you know I'm a NASCAR freak, so you know I was watching. So between that and the basketball, but anyway, the news would come on and it would say that stuff. But and you know, I did some research on it. I just know from where my folks live in California, I can tell you, you might as well, it's a given, you might as well give this, succeed the California into the Mexico, and same thing with Arizona. Because if there's, and that's where most of it was based. There are so many people out there that are anti-American. They want to be able to come over in this country and speak Spanish. and not have to worry and deal with the, you know, English part. And
I'll have to say, I am sick and tired of having to press one just so that I can engage in a phone call in English. I'll say that much. But I'm also getting just tired of this whole argument, because as far as I'm concerned, it's all the welfare. I don't think there's anything indigenous to Hispanic people that make them less American than previous immigrants coming into this country. Let me finish my point,
yes.
Jeff. Previous immigrants came to this country and assimilated into the American culture and greeted with open arms the American philosophy of freedom, I believe, for the most part. But now we have groups coming in America that feed off, I think, on the welfare trough to a great extent. And it seems to me we're attracting the wrong people. Not that Hispanics are bad, or Polish, or Russians, or whatever. But some of them that are coming to this country are coming not for opportunity and freedom, but for the welfare. You get rid of welfare, it seems to me you get rid of 99% of the problem.
You said it right. Yeah, I wish I could, you know, I think we talked about this a while ago, but
yeah,
you're exactly
over and over
right.
Again.
I know. Well, you know, you're right. And it's not just, I just want to say, it's not just illegal immigration we have a problem with. We have these people who don't want to work, and we don't, we make it, I know for a fact, even when I was younger, that it was easier for me to collect unemployment than me go to work. When I got laid off a couple of times when I was with a union job, I had to collect unemployment. And I'll tell you what, the paycheck that I was getting from unemployment wasn't as high as the other what I normally would get, but still, I mean, it was close to it, and I didn't have to worry about doing a thing.
Right.
Now, and that's the biggest problem. And the other thing is, too, I used to live close to a welfare office. You should have seen the people driving in and out of there with Cadillacs and Humvees. Well, back then it wasn't Humvees, but, you know. I mean, the point is, we make it so easy in this country for other people and, you know, for anybody to come in and do whatever they want. And I don't know, you know, and I don't want to sound like it's, you know, hey, I've worked, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a grump on this, but, you know, I'm paying taxes, and I wouldn't normally give a hoot about, you know, certain issues, but it's this time in the place, the cost of living is tripling every day. I want to say it's tripling. I mean,
that's a slight exaggeration.
Well, to me, it's ludicrous for how much. I went into Lowe's the other day to get some product, and the guy said everything's going up 25 to 35%. And you know, as a carpenter yourself, you know what things cost. Drywall is double, almost, you know, it's double and then some from what it was last year at this time.
Construction materials do fluctuate by supply demand, though. I mean, not too long ago I saw drywall at Home Depot for $3.97 a sheet.
That was the guy.
No, it was a couple
months ago. It was 3-4 months ago. It was before the end of the year.
Right. So it all depends. It's a matter of supply and demand. A lot of that.
Well, and that's true. But product is going up. Everything. And I've said this before to people. I said, you know, the cost of gas goes up. Everything goes up. It's supply and demand, but at the same time, I see us hitting $3 a gallon this year. I see us not coming off of $3 a gallon ever.
Well, see, I think it's the gas situation is due to the war. We get out of Iraq, and things could get maybe stabilized a little bit. I think we'd see gas prices. And part of that, by the way, gas prices through future speculation. It's jacking up the price because future speculation because of the war.
Have you read that book that one guy put out? It's called Black Gold.
No.
I forget the guy's name. And I was getting ready to read it. I mean, go out and buy it. I was in Borders looking at it, but I heard a gentleman talk on your sister station one day, and I believe it's probably pretty much true that we have so much oil out there, it's ridiculous. But
there,
you know,
Mexico just found a huge new oil field too. There's plenty of oil. Regulations and war have jacked the price up. We need to get rid of a lot of the ridiculous regulations, in my opinion, and not to hold oil companies not to hold oil companies accountable. If they just spoil the environment, they should be held accountable. But
exactly.
But regulations are really jacking the price up, as I think the speculation because of People don't know what's going to happen with the oil supply because of the war. Jeff, I got to move on.
All right, buddy. Have a good week, man.
All right, you too. All right, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Enjoying the program. I think the book Jeff was talking about was Black Gold Stranglehold.
Okay.
And I'm not sure of the author, but yeah, he did talk on your sister's station about that in depth a while back, but apparently it's a pretty good read from all the reviews I've heard. So.
Okay.
The subject I want to talk about was Aaron Russo's film down in St. Charles. I know you attended it and a lot of other people. I didn't know if you were aware that State Senator Chris Lawson also was in attendance.
Did he really? See, I told you not to give up on that guy.
Well,
I think his heart's in the right place, but he's a politician.
Well, the thing is, myself and many others have been badgering him for years on your sister station since Chris is a CPA.
You got to give him credit at least for going to see it.
Well, that's what I'm coming to the radio station for, because if he does bad, I swat him on the nose. If he does good, I give him a biscuit. And I'm here to give him a biscuit. But
have you heard any reaction from him on that?
Well, I talked to a gentleman you may know, Ron Newman, used to be the BIG news director down there.
Yeah, he was the one who played the organ for an hour before.
Right. He spoke to him briefly. Ernie Wilhelm, a gentleman from the Royal Lawman Group down there, spoke to him. And apparently Chris is a little bit concerned about the ratification of the 16th Amendment, although he does not, so far buy into the argument about the definition of income, but...
There was some confusion, and that's one part of the movie. I don't know if it was totally accurate, to be honest.
I'm just glad Aaron didn't go too deep off the deep end with details and facts, because most people's eyes glaze over. The thing is just to expose people to the basic philosophy, going, okay, here's where we have doubts. Prove us wrong. And that's all we're asking, prove us wrong. But like I said, State Senator Chris Lawson did attend, and just so you know, we are working on other showings in the area. I'm hoping to have a showing out in Sycamore here in a couple of weeks. I said I'd get some details done, and when I do, I'll let you know. But we're also trying to work on a showing up in Milwaukee in May 20th, which is a Saturday, to coincide with
that. Isn't that almost a done deal, the Milwaukee one, I thought?
Well, I'm not sure who's working on the other one, but I'm trying to work one to coincide with the NRA convention up there that weekend.
Oh.
I figure Second Amendment crowd, tax issues, Constitution, that all kind of goes hand in hand. You may not be totally supportive of all issues, but, at least you're interested in the Constitution.
Right.
But like I said, I just wanted to call and publicly acknowledge Chris Lawson's attendance and say thanks to him for showing up. And at least, taking notes and, addressing some of the concerns of the citizens.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had a thought.
Well, yeah, I know. There's so many things. There's so little time, and sometimes we miss it here. I know how that goes. But, like I said, for years, we've been, arguing with Chris, and I know sometimes he got frustrated at me, because he just didn't see where I was coming from. But, I take that as one of the trainings I was taught in the Marines at the non-commissioned officer school. If you fail to learn, it's because I failed to teach you, so therefore it is my fault, and I will redouble my efforts to train Chris and bring him around our way of thinking.
Okay, and bringing people around to a different way of thinking, I recall what I wanted to say, was that, just at the point where I was becoming more and more pessimistic about our future, up top two films, one documentary and one major feature film, that really gives me hope. That there's a chance that the general populace may wake up, because I'll tell you what, you watch Aaron Russo's film, and then you watch V for Vendetta. Oh, I'll tell you, is that a shot in the arm for freedom? And in a sense, they're both a call to action. In a certain sense, if you haven't seen V for Vendetta yet, you got to see it. You're going to love it. Okay, I guess he's gone. Well, thanks for your call, Mike. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance governing fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Back with Freedom Rings, and we have an open line. Let's go right back to the phones. We have Bob on the line. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Ken.
Morning.
Well, they say brevity is the soul of wit. Well, I'm going to try not to drag this out. The program just before yours was your turn, and so I had an opportunity to expound on this. But there are a lot of good patriots and good citizens that listen to this show that tune in at the last minute. So on the outside chance that somebody didn't hear what I expounded the first time around,
Go ahead.
It has to do with the state of Illinois attempts at gun control. There are three bills that currently are pending. One of them has to do with the so-called assault weapon ban, which is really a semi-automatic ban. The other one has to do with state licensing of firearms dealers. And the third one is called a safe firearm storage bill, but it's really an attempt to...
That sounds ominous. Does that third one, does that require, the authorized safe storage for away from children?
It requires that if you have anyone under the age of 18 living under your roof, or if you have visitors even on a temporary basis, that any firearms be completely disassembled.
That is so absurd. You might as well not have the weapon there at all.
That's right. Well, that's the whole idea.
Right.
But anyway, the last time that they had this, excuse me, Last time they had this semi-automatic they had bill pending, it only lost by about 4 votes, I think. And so they're pressing pretty hard. They purposely are postponing any vote on this, or postponed it until after the primary. And a lot of these things, they're not going to bring them up until they think that they've got an opportunity to pass them. Let me give you the numbers, in case somebody's got a pen and pencil wants to jot them down. They want to contact their representatives.
Okay.
The first one, which is the semi-auto ban, is House Bill 2414. The dealer licensing bill, which is sort of redundant, but already federally licensed, is HB 4693, and the safe storage bill is HB 4694. Now, it's rather interesting that most of the Republicans and the Libertarians that are in office in the state of Illinois, and a lot of the Southern Democrats, recognize these bills for what they are, and they've been able to keep them from passing. So it's rather interesting to note that, just about all of the representatives here in King County are Republicans, in name anyway, that our own Ruth Munson from Elgin voted for this semi-automatic ban bill.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yep. And
she's just horrible.
Well, I don't know. I talked to her about it. She says, well, it's just my constituents are opposed to the proliferation of firearms. And so I'm assuming that she means that she's concerned about all of the shootings that go on by the gangs. And I don't think that will stop at the past.
No, I don't think so.
But anyway,
legalized drugs didn't stop it.
The reason why I bring this up again a second time, as I mentioned before, maybe somebody didn't hear it the first time, or maybe they wanted the numbers. You're going to have to contact your representatives, because you can rest assured a lot of them are under pressure to pass some of these things. And if you know any downstate reps, or the people that saved their bacon the last time, give them a call. They're under considerable pressure by the governor to vote for these things.
Right.
So, I've said my piece. Thank you very much.
Bob, thanks for the info. I appreciate it.
I know.
Okay, we got John. Thank you, John, for calling. How you doing?
Yeah, Ken. I don't understand this selective concern you have for the Christians in the Middle East. I mean, before
concerns for Christians in the Middle East.
Yeah, before we invaded Afghanistan and Iraq, Christians were being persecuted, but we weren't supposed to care. And now we've gone to war with them, so we're supposed to care.
You're missing the whole point.
I am, I guess. And if we run away tomorrow, then they'll get persecuted, but we're not supposed to care.
No, I don't want to put our sanction, U.S. citizens, taxpayers' money, and sanction on a process that is not American. That's the point, John. No, whether it is we're intervening or not, the question is where do we sanction that? Whether Christians are being persecuted or not. We shouldn't be sanctioning that, regardless.
Well, something is being done about it right now.
What's being done about it?
Well, there's all sorts of...
We've sanctioned a state religion called Islam in Afghanistan. And this individual very well could have been executed.
Should we have intervened more and then told them how to run their country?
No, we shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place. We shouldn't be sanctioning tyranny, is my point. Not that there wouldn't be tyranny if we weren't there, but we shouldn't be sanctioning tyranny. That's not how you bring freedom and democracy to the world, John, is by using means of tyranny in order to bring about freedom and democracy.
Well, you don't want to bring freedom and democracy to the world, though, do you?
Do I? Through the only process I know that's successful, and that's through a slow cultural evolution that takes decades or centuries sometimes, maybe. It takes, in this country, it took an age of reason to bring about a semblance of freedom.
Okay.
You can't, at the point of a gun, force people to act and set up a system of freedom and justice.
So when the people were being persecuted before the invasion, we weren't supposed to care.
You can care all you want. And, John, if you wanted to join a mercenary army or contribute to a group of people that would try to save these people, more power to you.
my hat would be off to you. But American taxpayers shouldn't be forced to do that. I mean, it's not possible to do that. What about Sudan? Shouldn't we be going into Sudan? There's exterminations going on. There's ethnic cleansing going on. Millions of people being killed, murdered. Christians being murdered in Sudan. Should we go there too? Should we go to North Korea?
So we should ignore Sudan.
As a government, it's not our position to be policemen of the world. And that certainly, as a libertarian, I don't believe that we should be policemen of the world.
So as far as the people being persecuted in Sudan, well, screw them.
I didn't say that either, did I? You're putting words in my mouth.
Well, I don't see how you intend to stop that. It's just not our concern. Kind of like if my neighbor beats his wife, not my concern.
So you really do believe that America should be the policeman of the world, then, is what you're saying?
Well, it's just a matter of time before, you know, evil does not stay within boundaries. It kind of flows out like ooze. And if you don't stop it, you know, before it hits your home, then it will hit your home. And it did on September 11th, 2001.
And you don't think that we are exacerbating evil in the Middle East by our presence, by killing so many innocent civilians?
Evil is going to be there no matter what we do.
You didn't answer my question.
This place is
infected. You didn't answer my question.
Are we exacerbating evil?
Yes. By killing innocent civilians and turning moderate Islamic people into Islamic fascists.
We're turning Islamic fascists into Islamic fascists, if anything. I mean, there's many people that are turning one way, many people turning the other way.
That's a non sequitur, John.
What's that?
That's a non sequitur saying we're turning A into A. No, A is A.
Well, you're assuming that the people who are terrorists now were just peaceful people before we defended ourselves.
That's a good example of that, and you could read accounts in this country of well-meaning, abiding, tax-paying citizens becoming radicalized because of the atrocities of our government. Have you read any Vincent Pernowitz's book?
So you compare the terrorists to Americans.
We're talking about concepts here, John, and the concept is it has nothing to do with Americans or Middle Eastern people. It's the concept of human beings that can be turned from normal, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens into terrorists by the acts of atrocities of any kind of government. And the books of Vincent Pernowitz give example after example of just that. Libertarian Vincent Pernowitz, I thought you were at one point, maybe you aren't a libertarian now, John. I thought you supported.
I don't think we should defend our country.
Pardon me?
I'm not so sure. I mean, I kind of, you know, feel the same way about personal freedom and all, but I don't think libertarians can be depended on to defend the country. I think they can be depended on to complain about things.
Defend our country. So in order to defend our country, we have to go to every corner of the globe and try to eradicate every evil that's there. Or it's going to come to our shores. That's what you're saying.
I think if evil sees one evil element get eradicated, they might wisen up and not attack us. However, if they see us run away like a bunch of cowards, then we'll embolden those who are evil, and then more of them will feel free to attack us.
Do you think that the fact that we had the CIA murder the elected president of Iran in 1953 had anything to do with the problems the U.S. has vis-a-vis the Middle East right now?
That sounds like a libertarian solution. To assassinate leaders of foreign governments to avoid war.
I never proposed that. I don't know many libertarians that ever proposed that. Can you name one libertarian of any note that has ever proposed that?
That particular act?
Yes.
Not that particular act.
Well, then why do you say that then, John?
So
it's somewhat irresponsible for you to make that claim. It sounds like a libertarian talking to assassinate leaders. You cannot name one libertarian who has ever said that.
Terry Brown said that in his book, that we go after leaders, we pay people off to assassinate them and do everything behind the scenes.
Which book? I want to see that.
That's not it. It was Why Government Doesn't Work.
How Government Doesn't Work.
How Government Doesn't Work, yeah.
I will. Now, was he specifically talking about leaders who have murdered people?
Yeah, he talks about paying people off to assassinate leaders, so that way we don't have to send our military after them. He figures it's very, very cost effective.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but that was his philosophy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that either, but I think what some people refer to in the patriot constitutionalist community is that aspect of the Constitution. The term is escape me. I know Bob. Bob's going to call me to help me out here. No, I've lost it. But there is an aspect in the Constitution that allows for something like that.
Sure.
Government sponsored. Instead of declaring full war, you just go after the people who are responsible for, let's say, murdering U.S. citizens. See, libertarians have never been against going after those who are responsible for a crime. Grant suffered something in reprisal. You probably know what I'm talking about, John. Help me out here. Something in reprisal.
So
Mark in reprisal, right?
Yeah, well, mark in reprisal might hurt, you know, the government to, you know, instigate their market systems. But, I mean, you know, market reprisal, that sounds kind of like U.N. sanctions, as a matter of fact. So we should just quit trading with countries that go bad.
But, John, what I'm really trying to get at is you really think, first of all, it would be effective and it's actually humanly possible for the United States government to go after every evil of the world?
No, I'm not recommending that.
Why are we in Sudan, for example? That's really where the worst atrocities, as far as I understand, are happening in the world.
Well, Sudan has not threatened to attack the U.S. like Afghanistan did.
No, but...
But my question for you is...
Afghanistan? The state of Afghanistan threatened to attack the United States? When?
Yeah, well, the Taliban was, you know, giving safe harbor to bin Laden. I mean, it seems to me like the biggest error that all of U.S.'s past enemies have made is they've carried flags, thereby condemning their whole country. If only they would just stick with individuals, then we wouldn't know who to attack. They could just, the individuals could hide, and then we can't do anything. But my question for you is, what do you exactly intend to do about this guy in Afghanistan who's... being given the death penalty for converting to Christianity? Should we
ignore it? They've let him go. They've let him go through pressure.
Under pressure? Should we have given that pressure? I mean, who are we to tell Afghanistan how
I have no problem with as long as there isn't military might being involved, the power of persuasion, what's wrong with that?
Well, military might is persuasion.
I'm not saying we shouldn't go to them and say, you know, we disapprove of what you're doing. And, I mean, and what they do is, of course, they hold over whether or not we give any aid. We shouldn't be giving any aid to begin with. In fact, there's no authorization in the Constitution to give any foreign aid anywhere.
You know, if Bermuda had told Afghanistan that they disapprove of what they're doing, would Afghanistan listen to them?
Of course not.
You know, military might is persuasion.
So we should use the threat of the club over all these countries in order for them to behave the way we want. And you don't think there's any repercussions of using the club and bringing actually more enemies at us than there would be otherwise?
Just by behaving,
point at all.
By behaving the way we want them to behave, you're referring to refraining from attacking us. Then yes, we use the threat of the club. Kind of like I have my own personal threat for those who would want to attack my home.
Well, that's the key, John, that we can agree. Attacking us. Attacking us. Not getting involved in a civil war in the Middle East where these people could care less about any concept of freedom if they even have one inkling of understanding of freedom right now. It's the culture that's centuries behind us. They haven't even had a reformation in Islam yet. At least Christianity had a reformation movement. These people are crazy, a lot of them, not all of them. We're not going to convert them to freedom and democracy. That's nonsense. It's pure, it's dream world. You're really in a fantasy world, John, if you believe that.
I believe people need to learn not to attack the U.S.
Fine.
You
go after the people
that
attack us, and we have no argument. But you don't attack innocent civilians in the process. That's a collectivist way of looking at things instead of looking at it as all Americans should from an individualistic point of view.
You know, you once said on your show that you blame the inactive German citizen for allowing the fascist government to come to control in Germany.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, well, likewise, some of these so-called innocent civilians stood and did nothing while their neighbors were being dragged away and shot for wearing the wrong clothes.
Maybe they didn't care. Maybe they didn't even care. Maybe it wasn't a matter of being afraid or just being non-caring. Maybe they didn't bother them. Maybe, in fact, there's enough Islamic fascists in those areas that that's the prevailing attitude. How are we going to change it? I'm not saying I have the same sentiments you do about wanting to see peace and freedom and justice for all in the world. That's a wonderful concept. But it's not possible to deliver it through a means that contradicts the very ends you want. That's my point I'm trying to make.
Well, I just... Part of the way we bring peace to our country is making sure that other countries don't attack us. Then we can worry about our own government.
Okay, John, got to run. I really appreciate your call.
I appreciate you giving me time.
All right. Bye. This is Freedom Rings. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
right. Back with Freedom Rings and to the quotation of the week. This is from Daniel Webster. The contest for ages has been to rescue liberty from the grasp of executive power.
Sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. This is your...